Cause you saw, I pulled out my my fucking Brian jersey. I ran to pull out my Brian jersey. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the what is it? I do this every single time. I swear to God, it's not on purpose. I just be brain farting because I just can't like go off like a fucking paper. Like I can't read a script. Like it has to be off the dome. Okay, because it just throws me off.
Maybe it was the loss too. You know, it's kind of.
I think so.
It's been a tough week already for me.
Look, it has. Like, it's really tough. What's the Dirty Bird Dish Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter? Look, I need to make a video to just put it in here so people know, so I can stop doing this. I can't keep saying this. I am here with Jumpman T, aka Twisted Torch TV. His channel link is in the description box below. So y'all need to go fucking subscribe to his channel. Subscribe to our channel. Because as you can see, I've been fucking showing my face. So that's fucking subscribe worthy. Like, this is a lot. This is a lot for me to show my face. I like being what I like to call incognito. And, like, not being seen. But everybody's like, put your face on a camera. So here I am.
You're supposed to.
Whatever.
And you're supposed to take the camera down. Stop trying to be shy.
Okay, look. I need a new laptop and a new setup because I'm trying here, but it's just not working. Like, my upper body is just short. I got long legs and, like, a short upper body. I'm just built different. Yeah. So I'm trying here, but it's not working out. I need a chair. I need a lot of things, but I don't got no money. So y'all need to fucking subscribe to our Patreon and send us money so we can get more shit. Like, you can support us by giving us a dollar. We have a dollar on Patreon. If everyone gives us a dollar, we have $300, and I can get a new chair, and Josh can get a computer. He probably has a computer, but he just doesn't use his computer. But we can just get the things, okay? And be out here flourishing in these streets. Like, we got things to do, and y'all can support us. I don't know where the Patreon is. Just look at it on another fucking video, okay? But we're here to talk about the game. As y'all know, many of y'all have already seen the other video that we did right after the game on Sunday with our immediate reactions with Tony, Marcus, and all those fucking people. Go watch it. It's on the channel somewhere. But I'm here with Jumpman T.
It was good content. I enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it, appreciated it, because I was just like, what the fuck is going on? I was just speechless and annoyed.
I don't know how y'all do that, honestly.
I don't know either. You know, Breeze was like, let's start recording after the game. And I was like, oh.
Y'all don't even give y'all self an hour to meditate. Because I know if I get on there right after, I'm going to be like, this, that, cursing people out, just... I'll be having to be calm and relax before I get on here because I don't want to call my players trash and sorry and stuff like that until I look at the fam again and break it down one more time and see the ins and outs.
But y'all know me. I'll call them trash and sorry regardless, meditation or not. I'd be calling them trash or sorry. Oh, your hat. Speaking of, we don't burn merch. Okay,
no.
I still have my merch. We don't burn merch. I've seen too many videos of Falcons fans burning merch. If you want to burn your merchandise,
just send it to us.
Don't burn it. Just send it to us, and we'll give it away. Like, there's many kids. There's many people that can't even afford Falcons gear that deserve Falcons gear. So send it to us. Okay, put in the fucking comments. Hey, I have gear that I want to burn, and I'll give you my. I won't give you my address. I'll give you a address where you can send it to. And I will gladly give it away and give it to some kids and stuff. All right? So.
I mean, how do you feel about that, though? Because I kind of look at that as being a fake fan. Like, when I look on Twitter and people be like, well, you need to find a new team. Ain't that bandwagoning? Why would I do that if I've been a fan for 20-something years? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You ride with your team and you die with your team. Regardless of the outcome, it's still your team.
That's it. Like, that is a truly fake fan. I get being fed up and getting mad enough where you want to give away or throw away your merch. I would never give away or throw away my merch because I bought it and I'm going to be a fan for life. Like, this Falcons shit is ride or die. You know, like, it's ride or die. That's just it. So, yeah, it's definitely a fake fan, but I understand want to give, like, no, I want to get rid of this person's jersey. Like, if anyone ended up coming out, like, as a racist on our team and I have their jersey or doing some fuck shit, I'm definitely, like, throwing it away.
That's, you know, a big difference. But, that's a big difference, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, that's some fake fan shit. Like, you're not a true fan at all. At all, burning your merchandise, like, nope, that's not okay. Like the only time I understood it was when the Black Saints fans did it when Breeze came out as racist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, yeah, burn it. Yeah,
I'll definitely do that. But I mean, at the end of the day, they're still gonna be fans, though. They just did it for the time until he apologized. And people deserve forgiveness too. So that's how I look at that as far as that part. Yeah. But
people ain't burned. Well, I don't remember if people burned Vic jerseys.
Some of them did. You know, the dog lovers, they kind of burnt that. I don't want to say they didn't show too many people burning the jersey, but they were fed up with them. Like, they were at his court cases, they were having picket signs, they were at some games with it. So they did that, but they didn't really show it too much of, you know, his jersey being burnt on fire, because, like, he's still one of the best people in franchise history. So I don't know how you expect to do that.
I don't know either. But yeah, you were fed up with the Cowboys game. You were fed up, and then Sunday, I was about to say last night, Sunday, we lost the lead again. Back-to-back games against the Chicago Bears, who
the trash offensively Chicago Bears.
Yes.
They literally have two players on offense.
They were playing their quarterback.
For a better QB.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little upset about that. I was like, oh.
You were thinking just like I was thinking, because I'm like, dang, Nick Foles killed us 3 years ago in the same situation. Do not let him get on this field and do the same exact thing. And that's what he did.
Yeah, I don't know why he isn't starting. I don't know why they keep giving Mitch a chance, but they did. And then they took him out. And then I was like, oh, great. Okay. Well,
they kind of got you, though. Because, you know, he's a first-round pick, and I think this is his last year before they have to give him, you know, re-sign him and give him a big contract for a QB. So they got to see if he's it or not. So I already knew that was going to happen. Like, most people that know football and know how QBs work, when he's a first-round pick and a top-10 pick, he's going to get as many chances as possible until he just Fs it up altogether. And so, which I didn't think, he didn't do as bad in our game. So I was kind of surprised, you know, like, he had a couple errant throws, but I mean, like, dang, they said, forget that. Like, it must have been 2 weeks prior he was doing other stuff, and they said, nah, we're not fooling with this Joker.
It happens. I gotta say, it definitely happens. But what did you think about the game? Like, about our play.
Did you see what I told you about Matt Ryan?
Damn, is it?
I told you that when he gets jittery in the pocket in the beginning of the games, he starts to fold at the end of the games. And Khalil Mack, Hicks, Quinn, they were putting him to work, boy. It didn't look too good. I mean, we got bailed out at least two or three times when they called a penalty, you know, roughing the passer and stuff like that. But Lord have mercy, Khalil Mack is a legit return of the Mack. Like, he's legit that. He's the real deal. I've never actually seen him play us but one time, and that was when he was with the Raiders, when they didn't have as much talent compared to the Bears defense. But he looks excellent on that defense. I wish we went for him when we had a chance, because that would have been a different story for our defense. But As far as the offense, I mean, they faked us out early, you know, made us believe that they had it this time. Calvin really came out burning fast. He even was talking crap to his old Alabama buddy, the safety, Jackson. Yeah. And what do you know? He ends up making the play of the game to end the game on an interception guarding Calvin Ridley on a two-man under defense. I don't know what Matt Ryan was thinking. Like, oh, my God. Maybe he thought he was Julio or something, because Calvin Ridley does not jump up to get passes like that. I don't know why he thought he would do that. He does not do that. He really threw the ball like he was Julio Jones. Not throwing to the outside on a corner route. He threw it right in the middle of the field. I'm like, dude, we just drove 25 yards in two plays. We got two timeouts. What are you doing? And I just looked at it as he was ready to get home to Sarah and say, baby, I had a long day. I just need to relax and heal my wounds, because he was taking a beating. He was taking a beating that game, and I knew it. When I saw them give up that easy touchdown, I said, it's a wrap, bro. They got this game, because I've never seen a defensive coordinator. I've never seen that in my life. Literally see the drive before, they had a chance on the same exact route, and we got lucky because he dropped the pass. Literally runs the same exact coverage the next play in the same position, and he's wide open again. Like, what is that? Then you show before the play snap, pre-snap, you show DeMonte Casey coming from safety all the way down a blitz. Like, that's not Nick Foles. Like, he's still facing Trubisky. What is that? If you don't run two-man under and hope they score? Then we got people getting hurt every chance. Every time I look up, somebody getting hurt. Nice. I don't know what that is, but Fowler wasn't out there. Ready, Jared was iced up talking about a hip.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. We don't have enough playmakers for y'all to sit on the bench and look at the game. I'm sorry to say that. We just don't have enough playmakers on defense for that. Maybe offense on occasion, but we don't have that on defense. I'm sorry. We had Tack out. We had Grady out. We had Dante Fowler, who was taking plays out. We had Deion Jones, who was going in and out of games. Keanu Neal, I don't think he played that last drive at all, because he was talking about a hamstring. How we got four or five jokers talking about hamstrings? Are y'all not training enough? What is that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's what I've been trying to figure out for the last few years. Like, what are the conditioning coaches doing? What are y'all doing? Like, are y'all resting properly? Are y'all working out properly? Are y'all eating properly? Because this is too much. Like, I know injuries happen. They happen. But goddamn. Like, the whole goddamn team again.
Hey, and I hate to say this. Late in the games, we do not need to have Oliver in the game. Because every time when the game gets on the line, he just makes error after error after error. He literally got in the way of Deion Jones catching a pick. Like, he got better hands than Deion Jones. It went out of Oliver's hand, and the man caught the pass to get into the 9-yard line. I'm like, bro, we can't win for losing.
It was
how do you drop that?
He Oliver fucking wanted to get a pick so bad in that game.
He was thirsty for it.
I was like, bro. Okay, first this one. Okay, Debo ran into you or whatever.
Nah, he ran into Debo. Debo is the pick machine. I don't, Oliver, you don't get picks. You haven't got a pick since your rookie year. You don't get picks.
They clearly had a communication error because they ran into each other. And then in the end zone, he tried going for another pick. I was like,
Didn't he bat that one down? Or they caught that one? I thought
caught that one. It was one that they caught. He tried going for a pick, and they got a touchdown.
Well, I mean, they scored twice off of him because, you know, Allen Robinson scored on that little corner route. Not corner, but the curl route where he missed the tackle and he scored. I'm like, bro, if he just makes that tackle, that's probably at least a minute to 2 minutes more of their offense before they can score. You know what I'm saying? That's more time they run off. What are you doing? Like, wrap up and tackle him. Why are you coming up trying to tackle a 6 foot receiver or a 6'2" receiver at the top like that. What are you doing? That's not what coaches teach you.
Right. And that's what else we had. Many missed tackles.
But then you're in single coverage. It's not like zone where you might have the safety to help you, or it's two man under where you might have the safety to help you. There's nobody. It's just you. If you don't make that tackle, he scores. And he has to understand that. Then I ain't even gonna lie. We've been clowning Denard all year. Denard played a heck of a game until he got injured. I said, oh my God, man. I'm finna get on the show. I'm finna get on the shows and talk spicy about how good you played. Then you get hurt with 3 minutes left in the game.
Bruh.
Man, if you don't suck that, man, oh my God. I don't.
Denard played his ass off. I was thoroughly impressed. I was so excited. I was like, that man, he needs a game ball. He needs a parade. He needs a trophy. Because how many players do we get off the bench that play that well in a game?
But I think the difference was, since he was playing on the outside, he doesn't have to worry about two-way routes. When you play that slot position, you got to worry about in routes and out routes. So if he's on the outside and he's playing man coverage and he's 5 yards off, I got this man only. He is only a certain amount of routes he can do when you're on the outside compared to when you're in the inside. So that, I guess that was just easier for him to do. But, I mean, the AJ Terrell thing blew us too, man. Jesus Christ. How did he get COVID a day before the game?
Listen, this is what I'm trying to figure out. All right, you're in the NFL. You have the chance to make millions of dollars. All you have to do is chillax for 5 to 6 months out of the year. You know what I'm saying? Be on your P's and Q's for 5 to 6 months out of the year. Make your money. And during the offseason,
do whatever you want to do.
What were you doing to give you COVID? If you weren't doing that, then all right, fine. But you in the NFL. Okay.
I thought they were going to cancel the game at first when I first saw it, because I'm like, he did practice. So maybe he don't have COVID. Maybe he just a person that might be a contact of COVID is what I'm guessing. And they're just giving him quarantine until they know for sure he don't have it. Because I don't know how that's possible that he had COVID and then he practiced on Thursday and Friday and no one else got it. I don't know how that's possible.
That's what I'm like. And it's funny you say that, because there was some report. I don't know if it's a valid report or not, but they said that a Titans player, they knew he had COVID and they still let him play. It's all alleged before. I'm not getting sued. Allegedly, it was from some website that I saw. Jaleesa, shout out to her in Sports and Bullshit podcast. She retweeted it. We're not sure if it's true, but that is what they are saying. So
they suspended games, though.
Yeah. So they let him play the last whatever game they already played.
Who they played on Sunday?
Yeah. It's all alleged, but now with these multiple players having it, it might be possible that they did, know he had it and let him play anyway. So
I hope not. That's tough, because, I mean, that's called a risk of canceling the season. So we can't have those type of mishaps, in all honesty.
Yeah, but, people are all about money over health and safety. So it's just not surprising to me that this would happen. I just really, really hope that they can contain it. And I know a bubble situation in the NFL would be hard, but it's not impossible. It's just not an impossible feat. That's just a thing. If the NBA could do it, you know what I'm saying?
The NFL Baseball's did it.
On a larger scale.
Baseball's did it, and they got more teams.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
It's possible, and I kind of hope they can figure something out and they have a plan in place. It's just not hard to do it. I just don't want more people to get negatively impacted by it, because it's a disease that nobody wants, and it can literally put an entire strain on your body. So, ruin your career is worse than a fucking ACL if it ravages your body like that. So
And especially if they're thinking about having fans at the games. I don't know if they had fans at that game, but you can't have that going down. That's why I was so optimistic about when the Falcons was like, we're going to have fans on 11th. I'm like, really? You're not even going to wait till November? Like, who's going to that? But they had a couple fans there on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they said it was their friends and family were allowed in there. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that's what the announcer said. Someone correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But they are trying. But there are people that actually want to go. And I'm just like,
I can't trust that, man. Because everybody's not going to wear masks. And then people are just... They're not trustworthy. I'm not even gonna lie to you when it comes to this COVID, especially in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, look.
they do whatever they want.
They are trifling. Like, y'all don't know how to act. It's too much. It's too much. But this game. Oh, we did not talk about this on Sunday. 45 entire yards.
In the in the fourth quarter, or
Mitch ran those 45. Oh. He was shocked. We were shocked as fans watching, but he was running like, "Is this for real? Am I dreaming?" And he ran 45 whole yards.
And you got it. Did you see how some of the players that were in man coverage, they were still running with the person after he passed the line of scrimmage?
I saw. Like two players in my
Ben Wickery, who got the interception, and he is slow as molasses. He got caught by a QB, and that cost us, because I think that was the field goal we missed when he didn't score. Like, how do you get a pick and only got 40 yards to go and you can't score and you're a cornerback? What is that? Or did we score? I think Todd Gurley may have scored on that drive.
I don't even know. I don't know which drives which. I just was like, how in the world is this even possible?
No, it's not possible. And I feel like, to be honest, we're like the laughing stock of the league right now. I've never, all my years of watching football, I've seen the Falcons give up leads plenty of times. But I've also seen Matt Ryan come back to win the game. And that's what his trait used to be, like from 2008 to about 2014, 2015, that was his trait. That he was good at comeback games, because we never had a defense that was able to keep leads. It's always been like that. So the fact that he just got so overwhelmed and he was just like, I don't got Julio, it's over with. I'm just, it's a wrap. Like, bro, you got Hayden Hurst. Like, why are they not calling more plays for Hayden Hurst? It's like they're just using him just to say, oh, we got him for a trade, so we're just going to make sure he scores. All right, we give him two passes. Like, he ain't open? Like, what is that? Then Russell Gage, if you got a concussion, man, because every time I look, you taking some nasty hits. Maybe you should start taking this Marvin Harrison route, and every time you catch the ball, just fall to the ground. Because you taking too many hits, bro. I don't even think you didn't even get hit in the head on that tackle. He actually hit you in the shoulder pass. And I think that either your head hit the ground or you just didn't want to play no more. Either or.
It was one of the – I saw that too. I was like, bruh, every game – it's been three games, and he has been hit so many times. Like,
every time. He gets hit every time.
Sit your ass down somewhere. Like, we have other threats that can – catch the ball. So you need to sit down. Gage, he needs to sit down for real.
Matt Ryan blew a couple passes too, because he was so nervous. He was scared to step him in the pocket. Like, he had Zacchaeus wide open on a stop and go route in the middle of the field, and he overthrew it. I'm like, you never overthrow people. When did it start happening? Like, come on, bro. You never do that. Look, I think he's going to drop it right in the bread basket, and he's going to get at least 20, 30 more yards, or he's going to score because he's a speedster. He overthrew him. And I'm like, dang.
Like, now he did it a couple of times. He overthrew the ball. I was like, what is happening? What are you doing? Shout out to Tony, who blamed the whole game on Matt. If y'all didn't see that, just look at the video before this. And of course, and Marcus, we were talking shit about you because you just was crying and all emotional and all soft because we didn't blame Matt Ryan enough for you. So here we are.
Hold on. How can we can't blame Matt Ryan for every mistake?
Exactly. That's what we're saying.
If Ryan Hill gets that 3rd-and-4, because he put it right on the money. He gets that 3rd-and-4. That's either a field goal or that's a touchdown because we're in the red zone.
You know,
that drive, we was moving in the second half. That was the drive we actually were moving. And he did that. And I'm like, oh, crap. Then I'm just looking at it like, that is showing that we're running the ball on these jokers. All you got to do is keep running the H-back draw because they are speeding on the edge every time. And the fourth quarter, they barely called run plays. Like, what?
I don't know. It's Derek. You know, people are like, I'm like, that was fucking Derek. Brian Hill needs to catch the ball, but at the same time, I was like, I have never recalled seeing Brian Hill being thrown the ball before.
He has a couple of times, but it's rare.
Yeah,
Edo Smith has been a non-factor this year.
I'm like him. Why were we throwing him out of all people to throw the ball to? I wouldn't have thrown it to him. You know what I'm saying? Even though catch the fucking ball,
it was a mismatch because when they had Brian Hill in the game, they're not expecting him to catch passes. So it's like a dummy. It's like a dummy play for you to fall for the play action. I think we're running blitz and then a nice little dump off. So the play, that was a good play call by Dirk Cutter. It was a good scheme for the play. He just didn't complete the play.
Yeah.
My concern with Dirk Cutter is in the fourth quarter, after Ty Gurley scores this running touchdown for 15 yards, why is it you see they're consistently getting touchdowns on the defense and moving the ball on the defense? Why did you, on the first two plays and 4 minute drive, 4 minutes left in the game, or 5 minutes, whatever it was, you called three pass plays straight. You didn't run the ball that whole series. And I'm just like, okay, well, all right, what the hell was that? It's like he knows not to be – he tries not to be conservative when he should be conservative. And then when he's supposed to be aggressive, he's conservative. Like, make up your mind. And Matt Ryan, that was a bad throw on that one because Calvin really was open on that play, action ride. That's the same play Julio scores on a lot. He usually scores on that type of play. Calvin really is going across the middle of the field, and he throws it at his feet. I don't know. Maybe the pressure was – I don't know what it is, but Jesus Christ. Run the ball at least two times. Then Calvin really gets a false start on 3rd-and-10. So that's 3rd-and-15. We're not finna get that. So punt the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing that with – it's so crazy because you're doing that knowing that we have a lot of injured players on defense at this time. You're up in the sky bus. You see that there's players keep hamping off the field. They're injured. And yet you call – two straight pass plays. Don't even try to run the ball.
Not even an attempt.
Then Ty Gurley had 14 rushes for 72 yards and a touchdown. Like, when are y'all going to ramp it up? When is it going to be shown for him to get at least 20 carries? I don't see. Is he not going to him saying, I need 20 carries? Like, what is that? They're not using people how they're supposed to be used. Like, Calvin Ridley is a beginning of the game type player. But if you don't go to him throughout the game, he slowly disappears. And they continue to do that. I don't know why they don't understand that. You have to know how your players play. They are momentum type players. If you don't continue to have them, you know, in flow of the offense, it's gonna look bad.
Yeah, it is crazy because on that last drive, I don't know, was it the last drive? I guess it was the last drive on offense. We were moving like everyone, the passes were being caught and everything. And I'm just like, where the fuck was this the entire game? You know what I'm saying? Like before, I think the last one was his Matt Ryan's interception. Yeah. But I'm like, we can do this when it's a time crunch and a must-win situation. Why can't we have this momentum throughout the entire game?
But you don't know what that is? Matt Ryan is exceptional in hurry-up offense. I don't know why Dirk Cutter doesn't install that at times when they see that the offense might be stagnant. If we go 2 3-and-outs, I'm running hurry up the rest of that quarter. I don't care. I don't care what they feel. I don't care nothing about that. It's hurry up the rest of that quarter until we get a momentum and get that rhythm back moving. Matt Ryan is clutch in those type moments when he gets to do hurry up and just sit there. Where Dirk Cutter can't fuck up the plays. Let's say it like that. When Matt Ryan can call his own shit, and Dirk Cutter is not allowed to make any suggestions in his play, it works out better in our favor. It's been like that for Matt Ryan all the years he's been playing. Everybody knows he's the GOAT at their hurry-up offense. Like, he doesn't make mistakes too much on hurry-up offense unless he's just forcing a ball when he knows the game is over. He's going to make mistakes like that. But it's rare he makes mistakes in hurry-up offense because when you're doing hurry-up offense, defenses can't change players out. So they're in. You got the same 4 pass rushers. They're getting tired. You can't go 106 plays straight. Right. So you have to use that to your advantage. And they don't do that. All 3 games we played this year, only time we ran hurry up is either if we're losing and the game is over, or it's 2-minute offense going into the half. And if I'm not mistaken, we have scored going into the half all 3 games.
I think. Did we score?
We kick field goals.
Oh, yeah. Let's discuss field goals now that you mentioned it. Y'all were so happy that we got Coy. We got a Matt Bryant, the GOAT, the person with the most points scored on the Atlanta Falcons in the history of the Atlanta Falcons, the entire GOAT. If y'all saw, yes, whatever the fucking video came out. If you're listening to the podcast, watch the YouTube video where I ran to my closet to get my Matt Bryant jersey and throw it into the camera. Y'all wanted Coy. Y'all said Coy would never miss. Y'all said
Coy. Stop doing this thing. Hold on, who is y'all? I was on your side on that one. I said, man, Ryan is a legend. Okay, okay.
All you people, yeah. Y'all said Koo. I said I was going to call him Ho every time he...
Young Ho.
Ho. Y'all said the Ho would be great. Y'all said the Ho was better. Y'all said the Ho was better than Matt Bryant. He would never miss, blah, 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 blah. And that's what did that Ho do on Sunday?
Sunday and last Sunday. You gotta think both of them times he missed those field goals cost us the game.
Sunday. If he missed those 4, it was 4 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he missed
the game is tied.
4 points.
Game is tied. The game is tied on both Sundays back to back because we lost by a point to Dallas and then we lost by 4 to Chicago. And I'm wondering, has his groin been hurting all these past 2 weeks or just this week? Like, when did his groin start hurting?
I think so. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because y'all said he had a groin issue. Was it today or yesterday?
They said it the day after the game, bro. I was like, are you serious? If you don't take your ass to the sideline like the rest of them jokers and we don't go for it or something, what is that, man? Like, you...
Like, can't that punter do something? Who's that punter we drafted? Is he still on the team?
Yeah, he got a leg on the low though. He's been punting better than we used to. Cause you remember we used to get our punts blocked all the time. Like every time we play the Saints, we get our punt blocked.
Horrid.
But I'm really, cause I know I was on the fence about DQ, but I woke up Monday, I was like, man, it might be his time because sometimes he trusts his players and his staff too much to where he don't say, I don't like that. I don't know. Nah, I'm not with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe I be getting from him. Like, he's so confident in his players and his staff that, you know, we're gonna ride together, we're gonna die together, we're gonna make mistakes. But sometimes,
do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you could also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
Guys, mistakes cost you your job, and Arthur Blank ain't looking too happy. Like, he had to celebrate his birthday with a loss. I know that's not what he wanted. he had to go a whole week, and then we got to play Green Bay the next week.
Look, all I'm going to say is we called for this man's head last year.
Yeah.
And AB, Uncle Arthur, decided, let me tell you guys why I am going to keep Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitrov while sitting in my $1 million chair or wherever the fuck he's sitting. I'm sure it's very, very expensive. In a 20-minute video.
I mean, I know why he did it. He's so used to not winning. And we went to they took us to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of hard. And he kind of wants to make his program like the Steelers or like the Cowboys, how they stay with the same people for a long period. Like, they give people a lot of chances.
See, here's the thing, though. You can't keep keeping people like that when you've had no rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry Jones has had multiple rings. Mm-hmm. Whoever owns the Steelers, I have no idea. Whoever that is also has multiple
rings. Yeah.
And way more recent rings than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Plus, the Romo situation, he married Jerry Jones' granddaughter, so, you know, that's, you know, that's a thing right there. But over here? Oh, I don't know who's married to Uncle... Dating one of his daughters or something?
I doubt it. I think Dan Quinn is just, he's a player's coach, and a lot of players stick out for him. Like, when you have some of your best players sticking up for him, Arthur's not going to just go against him.
I don't know why they are sticking up for him. I'm trying to figure this out, because Gurley just got here and he was sticking up for him. Matt Ryan, I don't know why he's sticking up for him either. Like, if y'all don't want to win, just say that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want
to
win,
they can't do that to him. They're not going to do that, because this what kind of blows me as far as a Falcons fan, because when we should have a top five, top 10 pick, they fool us with the fuckery and win the last 6 and 7 games. And you'd be like, oh, okay, well, next year we back on. And then you start again with a 0-3. Like, what? And you're not even getting blown out in the games. Like, you're playing good competition. You're playing up to their level until the third and fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So that's telling me either the coaches are not putting that pedigree in your mind to finish, or you just don't care to win. It shouldn't be that many errors in a quarter like that. If you are up 15 points, this is just like Madden. This is just like NFL. This is like college. This is like high school. This is like middle school, peewee. You do what you can to finish the game. Either you run, if you're running the ball good, you continue to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I see if they was doing it to where we weren't getting no yards on our run plays in the third quarter, and then it's like, all right, well, we were forced to pass. Y'all just didn't even try. A second and eight, and then a third and six, or a third and five, or a third and four is much easier to convert than a third and 10.
Yep. The players didn't execute again. The coaching staff didn't make all the right play calls. I'm like,
it's everybody's fault. It's everybody's fault.
It is definitely everybody's fault. The execution, coaching staff, whatever else is going on, like these missed tackles. I need y'all to go back to grade school and learn how to tackle again. I think Josh said last week on the last episode that Quinn wanted smaller players and that's why they can't tackle. But I'm like,
that's definitely not what it is. I mean, he wants fast and physical players. I don't know about you if you want smaller players. And that don't have nothing to do with wrapping up. At the end of the day, you're in the NFL. You're getting paid to tackle.
That's what I said.
And it's not like it's corners missing tackles. It's everybody missing tackles. unless you're Grady Jarrett, everybody's missing tackles to me, as I see it. But hey, how did you feel about the second round pick who played Sunday?
Who was that?
Mario, the D tackle, number 90.
Oh,
he got a batted pass. He got a couple run stops.
I was really excited to see
him. He might be good with Grady.
I was very excited. And then I was like, who the hell? Like, I didn't even notice he was in the game until that bat. And I was him. Like, listen, man, is a beast.
But, you know, he still was getting his legs on him, so he wasn't playing as much. But I'm expecting this next week he's going to be able to play more snaps.
I hope so, because this is Green Bay we're talking about. And Rodgers, like.
But we do. We always play them pretty good, though. It's always a shootout when we play them. That's why I'm hoping Julio plays.
But the way we've been playing these last three games,
it's gonna go down to the wire.
I don't know. I don't know if I can watch like the Bears game. When I saw that, after the interception, the 4 minute, and it was like 21 seconds. I couldn't even watch. I had the TV on, but I was starting to set up for the show and like glancing. I was like, oh my God, I just couldn't do it. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch the.
It's Monday night though.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it. I might have to take some chamomile tea, drink some chamomile tea, and just fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? Just like.
You just talking. I'm not even entertaining that. You gonna watch that game. That's an impactful game. Cause if we win that game, you know who we got next, right? We got a lot of, you know, like three or four easy games back to back. If you know if we get that win.
We got the Panthers.
Without Christian McCaffrey.
But Teddy, I mean, remember when Teddy showed his ass and killed us for the first time in his first game?
Yeah. But that's a different team though. I don't like the Vikings had a better defense than the Panthers got to me.
I don't know.
But it's the Panthers, Vikings, Lions, Panthers, Broncos. Broncos is missing their QB and their best receiver.
Who is the Broncos QB now?
Locke. He was a rookie last year. He's on his second year.
What happened to
Flacco?
Yeah.
They let him go.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because if y'all know, if y'all are on Twitter, I don't think you know. There's this girl. She's like, we think that she went to college with Matt Ryan and he like turned her down. Cause I think she went to Boston College too. And she just, every time Matt Ryan does something, she like fucking always has something to say. Like always has something negative to say. She even wished like bad on his babies. Like
on his kids?
Yes. We like went ham on her, like for real.
I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah, she loves Flacco, and she was like racist too, but she didn't get fired from her job because, you know, Baltimore. But yeah, she loves Flacco. So I've like hated Flacco because of her, and like most of Falcons Twitter has. Like, she's the worst.
I don't really care about her, but she'll learn her lesson out the hard way. But as far as Green Bay, Green Bay is up. They're 3-0. They got a good defense. They got a hell of an offense. Davante Adams is, you know, he's injured right now. I don't know if he's going to play next week because he didn't play this week. But that's what I'd be wanting to see from Matt Ryan, though. Like, when his pieces are out, still be able to go out there and get a win. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Matt Ryan doesn't have those victories to where if Julio wasn't there or if Roddy wasn't there, like, he doesn't have those type of victories that he just goes out and just wills his team to victory no matter what the outcome is. And I have to see more of that. That's not what's up. You can't be getting paid all this chicken and making all this money. You ain't taking no pay cuts for us to get better players. So that means you got to step up. And I have, these past 2 years since the Super Bowl, I haven't really seen that from him. 3 years. I have not seen that from him. I've seen glimpse of it. You know, when we went 6-2 down the stretch, I seen glimpse of it. I've seen it in the first half of all these games, but I haven't seen him finish the game off. It's like he's expecting people to finish it for him. And that's how all the team looks. It looks like the defense is expecting Matt Ryan and the offense to win, and the offense is expecting the defense to pull out and finish the victory. It's just like, bro, know your weaknesses and your strengths.
This is a team sport. Do your job.
That's all you can.
Individual job that you have, you need to do it and do it to the best of your ability every single play.
Why haven't we went out and got Earl Thomas yet, in all honesty? Why do you think that? Because it looks like KZ is regressing. It looks like Neil is regressing. And Ricardo has been injured. So it's just like, I don't see them being what I expected. It's like they only make plays when they're losing, like when the game is over.
I don't know. I'm throwing it up to money, but the real reason, I don't know. I don't know. Someone said that today, that free agents are still out there. Shout out to you. I forgot who tweeted it. But someone was like, hello, Atlanta Falcons. Like, there's still people we can sign since players keep going down like on a daily basis. And yeah, I don't know why they're not doing it. They keep signing people to the practice squad or moving them up, but nobody, like Earl Thomas, no like real.
And he knows your system. You're portraying. I know why they haven't signed him yet. It's like they're giving KZ and them a couple more chances because KZ's up for a contract this year too. Neil's up for a contract this year. But it's just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, are you going to just let the season be a sink before you say, oh, all right, we got to go sign somebody? If they're worth playing, they'll beat out the competition. If they can't do that, they just can't win. They don't want to play.
I mean, we saw what Denard did. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but Sheffield, we need Sheffield back ASAP. That speed on the field. He's a difference maker for that cornerback position. But we did get the second round pick from 2 years ago back. He just came back from a suspension, Miller.
Oh.
He's 6 feet. He's like 6'1", 6'2". He ran like a 4.4. He's pretty good. He was good in college. He went to Washington State. He was pretty good in college, but
yeah,
he got suspended for like PEDs or something like that. But he's back. I mean, he's on the roster now. So Isaiah Oliver, he is built the same way as you, but faster. I don't know if you'll be playing anymore if you keep messing up. Like, get him out of there. I don't care nothing about no. I don't care. I don't, man. I don't trust light skin. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't trust light skin cornerbacks either. They not doggish enough. I haven't seen a doggish light skin corner since Nnamdi Asomugha.
Why are you trying to slander the light skins? I mean, come on, why?
I'm saying they don't be physical enough. They're not like dark skinned corners are dogs. They're physical. They come up, make tackles. You know you go get tackled when you see them. Isaiah has not. Maybe it's just our team. Maybe it's our team. I don't know, but they don't do good. Unless you can name one, it's rare.
I'm picturing all the cornerbacks in my head right now in the NFL and past that were part of the NFL. And you were right. There's no great light-skinned quarterback that I'm picturing.
We're about to see one, though. We're about to see one with the Packers. He's next up. Randall, number 23, he's next up. He's pretty good.
The fellow Lions out there, man.
But man, oh my God, I'm not gonna lie to you. It just don't it doesn't gel in our system. They don't be doggish enough for me, man.
Let me Miller is
he's like brown skin. He's brown skin. He ain't light skin. I'm talking about light.
Yeah, you're talking about yeah. The PED situation, because someone fucking Collins just said some crap about we need to apologize to Mike Vick. So it just reminded me of him. And I don't trust anyone to come on this team taking PEDs and not performing or continuing to take them and failing and get suspended like he did. You know, like Collins, and I'm gonna remind everybody. I'm gonna remind y'all. I said when he got suspended that last time, like I said, it was for he did PEDs again. There's no way he didn't do PEDs again because he just can't stop doing it. He's addicted to it, and everybody was like, "No, he didn't. You're so stupid." Blah 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 blah, and slandering me. And guess what? It came out that he did indeed do PEDs again. So,
hold on. Who you said did that?
Collins.
Oh, yeah, that Joker too. That's a hey, that Joker. He blew me too. I was so mad at him. Oh my God!
The people slandered me. Like they went in on me, calling me all types of names. Cause I said it has to be the he's not that stupid to do it again. Apparently he is. Mm-hmm. So
ain't been the league since.
Yeah, if we get this boy. Miller, and he starts doing the PEDs again. He needs to be cut immediately because I can't go through another heartbreak like that. You know what I'm saying? We have a decent corner, but we can't keep you because you can't stop doing PEDs.
If you're talking about Jamie, he screwed over that Super Bowl too because he was getting all he wanted for breakfast in that second half. They was hitting him with stop routes, in and out routes. He was getting toasted.
Look, and shout out to Josh. Josh roasted him today. I'm gonna tag you in it. And said, how are you doing? Do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with the NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you could also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. PEDs in the Super Bowl are still getting roasted.
That is crazy. That is crazy. That don't make sense. I'm reading the news. They're saying that we're supposed to be getting some players back for the game. And Sheffield should be practicing this week. Denard is out for 3 games. He went on IR. Yeah, tragic. He's saying that Grady Jarrett should be all right. Fourier should be back this week too. I've never seen that either. How do you force 3 fumbles in 1 quarter and then have a hamstring issue? Don't you want to play that game out to see like how many plays you can make?
Hey, but look, you know I'm with it. If you got an injury, sit your ass out. You know I'm here for it. Yeah. But you know, if it was, I guess it depends how bad the pull is. You know what I'm saying? If it scares you enough, you'll sit out. Like, you know how you be exercising and mm-hmm. you feel that, you'd be like, oh shit.
Time to sit down. Because he was on a bike though. I thought he was good because he was on the bike versus the Cowboys and he just never came back in the game.
Never. Like, he didn't at all. He was like, I'm tagging you in this before I forget.
We need him back too because Malik Walker, he did pretty good as a rookie, you know what I'm saying? Being in coverage. That was you? Okay.
Yeah.
I just got it. He did pretty good in coverage, you know, as a rookie, but we had too many rookies out there in that second half with the game on the line. We had too many rookies out there. We had some nobodies out there. We did get a chance to see Hawkins. I feel like he might be next up at strong safety. Number 32.
From
Cal. I like him.
I'm here for him. I'm going to be honest. I know they keep putting Neil in positions he's not supposed to be in, but like, I don't know if of course I'm going to give him the end of the season, but so far what he's been showing me has not been bueno. No Taco Bell. No bueno.
That's a good one. I like that. That was a good one.
No, we know.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Our defense goes that Neil is like the key piece to us winning, though. That's why it's so sad because when Neil is on, our defense just looks 100 times better compared to when it's just Deion Jones and Grady Jarrett. Like Grady Jarrett can wreck a game, but he doesn't have those plays in the back end of the you know. The defense. You still have to have somebody make plays in the back end.
Right.
If Gray's not getting there every play, what you gonna do? Yeah. Somebody else has to step up. Deion Jones, they're not even throwing it to him like that. You know what I'm saying? That's how good he's made his name out because he's not even getting chances to get passes thrown in the middle of the field because he's guarding backs. They don't even throw to the backs.
Nah.
So I'm just like, damn, they're literally motioning. They're literally motioning their running back out on purpose to get Deion Jones away from the middle of the field so he can't make those certain plays. So I'm just like, I can't even be mad at him for him not being in the play too much because they're literally trying to do that on purpose. They're scheming plays up for him to not be in the middle of the field on purpose. So especially if you don't have Fourier to guard the back, he has to go out there to guard. So it's just like, dang, man, I don't. So if he's not in the game and he's not in the middle field, somebody has to step up. And I just haven't seen that from Keanu. I haven't seen that from Casey. Casey looks a little bit slower as far as his reaction time. Like he's not reading the field as fast as he should be. And it's like, dang, are you still watching film like you did last year in the past 2 years? But, like are you and Ricardo watching film together? Because it don't look like one.
He almost got one, but yeah,
he dropped it.
He's been obsolete this year.
He dropped it.
He did.
When have you ever seen KZ drop a pick?
Look, maybe he put some Crisco on his gloves. I've never seen it, and I was pretty shocked, but I know Ricardo's watching film every year. I know that much. So. Yeah.
He didn't play enough week 1 for me to actually judge it. And then week 2, he got hurt in the first quarter. So it's just like, I can't really judge Ricardo just yet. I'm giving him until he comes back. I know if we have all three of them on the field and Ricardo's able to tell people where to line up and where it's coming, it's going to be easier for our defense to make plays. And you can just tell. Like, when Ricardo's in the game, you can tell people are more in position to make better plays, in all honesty.
I said that the past couple years, and it pisses me off that he is the only one in that back. I'm not talking about the defensive line. I'm talking about every behind the defensive
back end,
line.
Yeah.
Ricardo is the only one who knows how to line people up, knows what they're supposed to be doing, where they're supposed to be, what's going on. He's the only one aware and making adjustments. And that pisses me off because the rest of you guys get paid to do the same thing he does. Y'all just refuse for some reason, or maybe you're not confident enough. I don't know. But from what I'm saying, I'm like, y'all are just refusing to watch film, refusing to pay attention. Like, someone else has to step up and be a leader. And when Ricardo's gone, we don't have anybody to do that back there. Like, no one's stepping up in his absence. And that's been, every time he's injured, that's what happens. The defense just collapses because they rely on him so much to know where to go, know where they're supposed to be. Oh, wait, make this adjustment real quick. They're actually running this play and not this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
That's very, very, very frustrating for me.
Watch the motion. They might do a jet sweep. All that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's what it is. And it's like your other two captains are on defense, Deion Jones and Grady Jarrett. I look at Grady as a emotional leader. You know what I mean? He's the type of person that's gonna get the guys riled up, get guys in line. I look at Deion like a prove it type leader. He goes out and shows. He's not a big talker. Like, he doesn't communicate as much as Ricardo. Ricardo is the communicator of the defense. He's the communicating leader of the defense. Uh-huh. It's clear. Like, you can tell. It's just the way he comes on the field. It's the way that he sees the field. He sees it better than others. I don't know what it is.
That's what I'm like. Is he the only one watching film?
But I ain't gonna lie to you. AJ Terrell might be that deal. Because on week two, they said that he was the best rookie corner and he was the sixth best corner in the league. I think he only got two passes thrown to him in week two. Versus some good competition. Versus some elite competition.
Look, AJ, whatever drug you gotta get, the fucking Magic Johnson concoction to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows Magic Johnson got some. He got some kind of concoction. He got the best concoction. He got the fucking cure. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, no, give him the cure. We love him. We need that for AJ. Because if AJ can step up and be that leader, be the next up, we need someone on that out there on the field being the leader that we need. Because let's be real, Rico ain't about to last too much longer.
He's 28.
Yeah, he's 28. He keeps getting.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. He probably got three more years at most.
Yeah, and then you know whatever's happening next year with our coach and staff and GM, he might not be here. You know what I'm saying? And that's unfortunately the reality, which is why I need to get his jersey in every color except for that ugly gradient. I hate that jersey.
He still has two more years on his contract though, right?
Yeah.
This year and then next year.
But who knows what's gonna happen? With a whole new hoopla.
It's not too many coaches out there like that. You know what I'm saying? And then with COVID, that's another reason why I think they haven't made changes, because it's hard to interview new coaches during this time, and it's gonna probably be like that until next year too. As far as COVID, like, COVID's not slowing down no time soon. So it's going to be so hard to pick a new coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, a new coach, and then try to pick the players they want to bring with them, that's going to be tough, man.
Oh, no. At this point, I say let the fans just do it. Like, fuck it. Grab three random fans and let's go. Like, you know, it can't get any worse. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just skeptical because literally Matt Ryan has literally had a different offensive coordinator at least 8 to 9 years of his time being in league.
That is true.
So it's just like, damn, how many times are we going to have to start over with this offense? I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of seeing an offense do exceptionally well 1 year, and then the offensive coordinator is gone, and then we have to start all over with a new system, or the offensive coordinator has to pretend to be in the system that they just ran. But it's not going to be the same. It doesn't work that way. If you have a new offensive coordinator, he's going to have some wrinkles he wants to bring in with his playbook. He's not going to be able just to say, oh, okay, well, you already got a playbook. Just give me the playbook. I can learn it. And then we'll just go on the fly. That's what happened with Steve, whatever his name is, that garbage pet last QB coordinator.
Sorry.
I don't even like bringing up his whole name. He ruined 2 years of my life. I don't even want to bring up his name. But that's the same thing that happened with him. He was trying to learn Kyle Shanahan. I'm like, bro, you really think you finna learn Kyle Shanahan offense and you coming from college and Kyle Shanahan is a wizard at creating plays?
I'm still trying to figure out why we are making offensive coordinators learn and run someone else's offense. Like,
That's so dumb to me. You're not supposed, like, that doesn't work well. And I'm quite sure Dirk did that last year. Like, he was still trying to do Kyle Shanahan's offense last year.
I'm like, why don't you just run your offense? Like, you're an offensive coordinator. Don't you have your own plays drawn up?
It's about the rhythm of the players too, though. Because if players feel like, okay, I'm doing exceptionally well in this offense, why should I go to your offense and you haven't won like that in your offense?
Hey, at the same time, this year, none of y'all, well, a few of y'all players are doing, I got a rhythm. The rest of y'all don't.
He still hasn't figured out how to use Hayden Hurst yet, and I'm anxious to see when he's going to learn because
he's had a few, you know, little plays here and there, but it's like a glimpse. What is that?
And then Julio didn't even play, so why does he not have at least 5 or 6 plays for him? At least 10.
I don't know.
That's so mind boggling to me. It's like, okay, so do you want to use him or do you not want to use him? Because you literally gave up a second round pick for him.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're paying him, and we gave up for him. When are we going to use him? I think Stalker might have gotten more throws than Hayden.
Definitely this past week.
I honestly don't like that
because if you really watch how Hayden Hurst runs his routes and how he's able to get space from the defender, it shows me that he can beat man-to-man coverage. And every offense that Dirk Cutter's had, the tight end has been a pivotal part of the offense. I haven't seen that this year.
And if I'm not mistaken, we haven't seen that this year. If I'm not mistaken, Harry Douglas tweeted out, I believe it was Harry Douglas, said that Hayden was being used to help block Khalil Mack during the game, and I was like, why is he being used to block?
He's a good blocker, but I would have scratched that. I would have put Stalker, that tight end, right there, and I would put Hayden Hurst in the slot.
And ain't Stalker bigger than Hayden Hurst? Like, yeah,
that's what I be saying, but that's why I be so confused. Cause if you know Russell Gage is out. You know Russell Gage is out. Who's the next best option after Calvin Ridley?
Hayden Hurst.
As far as throwing the ball, it's Hayden Hurst. Mm-hmm. So why the hell Dirk Cutter, why the hell do you have him blocking and you know he's the next best option? If he's blocking, then all they got to do is triple team Calvin Ridley and there's no plays going out. That's why I'd be so confused. I'd be like, man, maybe you should call timeout. And they just don't. They don't like to call timeout. They don't call timeout on offense.
But Joy said, I think it was Joy and someone else on the last episode said, why do we have a time management coach if he ain't gonna manage time? Like, why are we paying somebody if he ain't gonna help manage the time? Like, you ain't calling no timeouts. You ain't doing nothing. You just sitting there collecting a paycheck.
Did you hear what Dirk Cutter said? He was talking about some, we wasn't aware of the 4-minute mark. We was just trying to score. I was like, bro, I don't know if you're sarcastically doing this on purpose to fuck with the fans, but you need to stop. Like that, you acting slow is not going to make us feel more confident about you being an offensive coordinator, bro.
Every post, whatever, press conference, they get all three of them.
Dan Quinn and Raheem Morris.
Yes, and Dirk. And the players get up there and say some stupid shit. Every time. Just say I'm here so I don't get fined. I will be so happy to hear that. Other than what y'all have been saying now. Because all you're saying is, I am incompetent. I am incompetent. I am incompetent. Or the players are saying, we didn't play well enough to save DQ. Like, why are y'all playing to save him? Like, you're shut up.
Plan to win the game. It's
right. Play to win the game. And how about y'all say we didn't play well enough for the fans to be happy?
Like, but it's mind-boggling because I know how the Falcons are. The Falcons do this all the time. They never conquer the goal. Like when the Saints are doing bad, they never go on a win streak. They wait until the Saints are doing good, and then they go on a win streak, and then it's like we're just still picking up pace instead of being at the top, and the Saints have to chase us. They do that every year, and it just bothers me because I'm like, bro, the Saints aren't good right now without Michael Thomas. Tom Brady is still trying to find himself with that offense, but their defense is lethal. You don't have too much time to just go on these losses like that, especially games you know you could win. Because the Bears are a great team. They didn't have no chance with you without at least 6 of your best players. The Cowboys are a great team. In all honesty, they didn't have no chance without they honestly did not have a chance, and you gave those games away twice. It's like you're showing us that you're capable of being a top 10 team. Mm-hmm. And then you're taking it away from us saying we just can't finish. Who wants to deal with that? And I saw you post the post of Julio. He was so mind-boggled that he had to go sit on the bench. He's like, damn, bro, I might have fucked our season up. No. I don't want to say that, Julio. That drop touchdown, that shit cost us on the low. Like, and Julio never does that unless it's just sometimes he has those brain farts, but usually when he drops touchdowns, we don't win those games. It happened versus the Panthers in 2017. He dropped a wide open touchdown. It was like kind of like the same way, but he was a little bit more in the end zone. We lost that game. It's been a couple games where that's happened, but it's just like,
yeah, it's rare, but it happens.
It's rare. It's so rare, and I don't like to talk bad about Julio because he deserves to make mistakes. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but it's just – it's tough when your best player is making a mistake, and it's like, damn, man, we can't win or lose. It's a wrap.
Right. Poor Julio. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
It's going to be tough.
Like, everybody, I'm a frustrated fan that's just here
We just gotta remain optimistic. That's the best thing to do because nobody's gonna take us versus the Packers. We already know that. So it's gonna be us against 20 million people, whatever the case may be. But I know how this offense and how this defense is. Monday night game, we don't have too many primetime games, so they cannot blow the wagon off this one, boy. Because if they lose this, I know for a fact Arthur Blank might lose his fucking mind. If they lose the same way they just lost, he's gonna lose it.
I hope he does. I've never seen him lose his mind, but I hope he does. But I don't look. I'm just glad it's on. I can have my Sunday free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, free Sunday, do what I want, and that is a night game, so I'll turn that shit off and go to bed. I would. Look, now, there was a whole season, I think the past two seasons, I didn't watch like 8 games or more. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, you know what? My blood pressure's too high. I need my peace.
Hey, you have a panic attack messing with them jokers now. I'm telling you, that Cowboys game had me hot. I couldn't believe it. I was ready to mess up my TV. I was ready to throw my phone because I'm like, bro, it's hot. Why does this keep happening like this? This isn't right.
There was 5 of you around that ball.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't even. Let's not even bring that up. I don't even want to think about that no more. I'm gonna lose my mind. So let's not even bring it up. Let's just cancel that one.
Monday, if we gonna lose, let's just lose. Please, for the love of God, do not get a 10+ point lead and then lose again. I don't think I could take it.
Yeah.
Because then we'll make history books again. We made history book for losing game back-to-back games, I think, when we had the lead more than 15 points or something like that. I was like, why do we keep making history for the
wrong reasons? Yeah.
Reasons.
Yeah. It really sucks, man. It really sucks, and it shows you who's true to their team. Because everybody goes through these stages, but I just think that, man, we go through it more. We go through it worse, man. That's why I'm hoping the Braves pull through and get this curse off Atlanta altogether this year. We need this curse taken away from the city. Like, it just has to be gone because it's just too much fuck-ups for my own head to where I can't take it.
Shout out to United, but y'all ain't been here in the trenches, so
that
didn't break my curse. But
nah, we need the Braves or the Falcons to win because we know the basketball team has at least four or five more years before they can just expand. Unless they go and trade some people and get some good picks, because they're on the come up, but they're missing at least 2 or 3 people.
Mm-hmm. Or the Bulldogs,
they didn't screw us a couple times too.
They got
us good at least 2 times in the past 5 years.
But yeah, Braves, bring it on home so I can have
something to talk about. I need something to talk about.
Some joy, give me a little trophy, some more Braves gear, you know.
Maybe I'm not being realistic, but we do know as Falcons fans that the Falcons have went on 6-0 runs, 8-0 runs before. Do you think it's possible if we have all of our starters and they continue to play without getting hurt?
I don't know. Okay, look, this year they have shown me their bare asses. So,
yeah.
Can we go on a run if we had all of our starters? I would say maybe a 3-3. 3 wins, 3 losses.
Well, we can't lose anymore. We really can't lose like that. We only got two more real losses that we can still go to the playoffs. In all honesty, you're gonna have to go, if you want to go to the playoffs, you're gonna have to go 10-6 or 9-7. Realistically, because the NFC West, I think all three of their teams are doing good. Three or four of their teams are doing good. The Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers. You know, Seattle, they're all doing good. So it's not going to be, even though they have another spot for the playoffs this year, it doesn't mean anything because that division is not playing. But I mean, they could be some. That's why it's so good the season is 16 games, because you have pretenders and you have contenders. Sometimes pretenders start off good and be trash when it matters. And sometimes contenders start off bad and be good when it matters. So we just gotta hope some plays go our way. We get some penalties that go on our way. Like, we gotta have some.
We did get one yesterday, Sunday.
Oh yeah, yeah. With Denard. Yeah, with Denard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because I thought for sure they were gonna say that was a touchdown.
Oh, me too. We did get one Sunday, but I just gotta see it to believe it this year. That's just my motto this year. I gotta see it to believe it, because right now I ain't believing shit.
Gotcha.
Fan, woohoo! Oh, we scored. Okay, yep, yep.
Yeah, I don't care about scoring the first half. I don't care about that. Like, show me you can continue to score in the second half, and that's when I know, like, okay, we got it. I don't want to see the field goal people go come out there at all in the second half.
Nah, and show me you can stop the offense. But
it's a slim chance.
Hey, this coaching staff has told me they're incompetent. So that I'm believing exactly what they're saying at this point. You know what I'm saying? You said you're incompetent multiple times. I'm believing you're incompetent, because that's what I'm seeing. As far as players, bro, I know what y'all, at least the starters, I know what y'all can do, and y'all.
They just got to put it on the field.
Yeah, y'all aren't doing it. I know what y'all can do, but y'all are not doing it. Y'all have not showed me in these last three games. So we're going to see what happens on Monday. Either you're going to show up, or I can't say shut up. You're going to show up or you're not. That's it. Like,
yeah. Are you planning on doing something towards the end of the week? I'd be kind of skeptical of doing these Zoom calls and stuff because I have a camera. So I'd be like, man, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is so tough to do because I know, like, the camera brightens it up and it makes it kind of better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's way more fun to talk to people than talk to yourself.
Right. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing Friday as long as the weather holds up. I know this rain is fucking in and out. Like, I'm looking, it's about to rain again here.
How far do you stay from Gwinnett? Did you tell me? I don't even remember.
I'm getting like 30 minutes. That's not bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the weather holds up.
Yeah, just let me know when and where.
Okay.
Sure. Do I have plans on Friday? I don't. No, I don't have plans on Friday.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because I would love to have you on my show. No, I'm so sick of doing the Zooms. Like, my friends I be wanting to do their teams too, but that Zoom call, it just looks tacky to me. I don't really care for it. Like, it's and then it's hard to put highlights in it at the same time.
Yeah. Friday, I should be good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want anything to
do. Okay. Let me. I'm gonna look at this video now. See what you're talking about.
Bet.
All right, I had a good time with you though.
Oh yeah, for sure. Me too.
I gotta get on the show when the rest of them jokers be on there, so I can hear what they be talking about. Cause y'all be going into some crazy mind talking, bro. Like y'all just be too frustrated. Y'all need somebody to be rational.
Listen, everybody that's listening knows I am not rational. I am very irrational. And I say what I say, and I mean it when I say it. And I usually don't apologize because at that time I meant what I said. Unless I was like actually like legit wrong about something, which is like obviously rare for those who always be hating on what I gotta say. But yes, thank you for coming on the show. My butt cheek hurts. I work out. That's why, you know, bandana situation. I almost wore the red one, but y'all keep thinking I'm in a gang. I am not in a gang. I am too scared to be in a gang. I'm scared.
Oh man, it's like that.
Look, I ain't in no gang. I'm scared. I'm scared of jail. No,
I'm talking about people thinking that. That's crazy.
They just saying, you know, people be saying stuff. Oh no, some of them probably believes it because I am crazy. But thank y'all for watching. All his stuff is in the description box below. If you're a sports bettor, go check out Thrive Fantasy Sports there in the description box below as well. When you have $20, spend $20, they will give you $20. Sometimes they'll give you $50. They will give you $50, a free $50 if you spend $20 or more using our code DBN Report, the name of this podcast. If you don't know how to spell it, look at the logo. It's not. So check that out. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to Twisted Torch TV. His link is also below for all his content, our content. He is part of this family. Aaron,
y'all gotta put me into the on the Twitter too. Y'all gotta put my name in there.
I gotta do that. I be so behind. Oof. I'm make sure I do that. Remind me if I don't do that. I gotta stretch his butt cheek. It's really been bothering me this whole episode. Jesus Christ. And no, I don't have a butt for people who keep. I don't. It's flat. It's not my fault. Genetics. Okay, don't listen to South Breeze because he's wrong. But I need to stretch it out. And am I missing something? Watch the last video and we out this piece, okay? Rise up or whatever.
Hopefully 1-3 and not 0-4.
Oh, hopefully.